You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we began talking about what the Bible says about the Don't Say Gay bill. Now, the bill was passed this last legislative cycle. It's actually entitled the Parental Rights Bill, but proponents or opponents of the bill have called it the Don't Say Gay bill. And we've been looking at what the Bible says about this. Now, obviously, the Bible doesn't say anything about it because it was just passed and the Bible was written a long time ago. So the Bible doesn't specifically say anything about this bill. However, there are biblical principles that we can apply to it. And we started looking at what do we base truth on? Do we base it on what someone says, what a politician says, what a movie star says, what an actress says, what a singer says, or a sports character or a commentator, what we read in the news or what we read in the newspaper, what we read online, maybe a video that we watch. What do we base our truth on? For too many Christians, it is on one of those other things and not on the Bible. We really should base our beliefs on the Bible, on God's word. And we see from George Barna's book, Revolution, only 9% of Christians or adults have a biblical worldview. Less than one in 10 Christians age 10 or older believe absolute truth exists, believes that such truth is contained in the Bible, and possesses a handful of core beliefs that reflect such truths. Those beliefs include a certainty that the Bible is accurate in its teaching. Jesus lived a sinless life on earth. Satan is real, not symbolic. All believers are responsible for sharing their faith in Christ with others. The only means to salvation is through God's grace, and God is the all-knowing, all-powerful creator of the universe who still rules it today. The other 91% of born-again adults possess a patchwork of theological views and rarely rely on those perspectives to inform their daily decisions. Although the typical believer contends that the Bible is accurate in what it teaches, he or she spends less time reading the Bible in a year than watching television, listening to music, reading other books and publications, and conversing about personal hobbies or leisure interests. But what we are going to do is we are going to actually apply biblical truth. We're going to look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about this issue. And even though we've covered this in the past, it's important to cover this again, because so many Christians don't have a biblical worldview. And you're not going to get a biblical worldview, by the way, if you just read one verse a day. You need to get into the Word of God, and we'll talk about that today. But the Apostle Peter said that there were some truths that were so important that he would remind those, even though they knew them, he would remind the disciples of those truths. And even after he died, that he would send people to remind them. And he was speaking specifically about them making their calling and election sure, which again is a very interesting topic, because God does the calling and God does the election. But you see there Peter focusing on our responsibility, because both are necessary. God's sovereignty and salvation is necessary, but also we are fully and personally 100% responsible in salvation. The apostle or Pontius Pilate in the trial of Jesus asked, "What is truth?" And he was asking sarcastically. But this is a valid question. What is truth? And when we think about what is truth, we need to look at the Bible and see what the Bible says, because as we mentioned last week, God's word is truth. And from John chapter 17, verses 17 through 20, Jesus prayed that God would sanctify the disciples by his truth. And he said, your word is truth. So God's word is true. And because God's word is true, God's word can sanctify. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children, and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
really your bank account, but it looks like your bank account. And then what happens is they show that they make a refund, but the refund doubles the amount of money that you have in the bank. And then the person you're speaking with says, oh no, I made a major mistake. I made a big mistake. I'm going to get fired if I don't take care of this. I need you to go down to the store and buy some gift cards so that we can take care of this and we can help you out with this. And so you know, a lot of times red flags, you know, come up and people realize that this is a scam. But do not fall for this to begin with. Don't call if you receive a message and you're not quite sure what it is, whether it's legitimate or not legitimate. You know what? We do provide this service for our customers, where our customers can call us and we can actually log into their system. We can see whether the message is legitimate or not. And so we can help you with that if you want to as well. And we do have Sylvia on the line. We're going to the lines. Sylvia, welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. Well, Brian, listen to me. What I did, okay? I get a feedback for some reason.
Hang on just a minute. Cliff, I don't know. I'm going to switch over my audio. For some reason, the audio from Skype is coming out through a different audio port, and I really can't hear her, so I don't know. What we can do, if you can hang on just a minute, Sylvia.
Hang on,
I'll adjust my audio so that I can hear you, because I can't hear you right now. So give me just a second, but I think it's actually using the wrong headset. So let's see. Okay, yeah. So all right, Sylvia, if you can go ahead, I've got the audio coming through the correct.
Hey, Sylvia. Hello, Sylvia.
I don't think you even stopped, Sylvia. That's Sylvia for you. Sylvia.
Okay. No, I live.
All right, I'm going to put her on hold.
Okay, and then let her know that we haven't heard anything she said. So we love Sylvia, and we love all of our callers. But when you call into a radio show, it's important that you take a pause, make sure the other people can hear you.
We can't talk at the same time; it doesn't work.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we're going into a break though. We're probably not going to be able to take the call because he can't hear you. You can't hear him.
Yeah. So Sylvia. Sylvia, if you can hang on just a few minutes, because I had a problem with my audio. We haven't been connecting with Skype for a little bit, and Skype switched to a different audio port for me than what they normally use. So I didn't hear anything you said until just recently. But what we're going to do, we're going to go to a break in just a few seconds. When we come back, we'll answer your question. So we'll go straight to you coming out of the break, and we'll be able to help you out. And I know you had a scam situation, you know, not too long ago too, and so maybe you can enlighten some of our listeners about that, and of course we can answer any other questions that you have just on the other side of this break, and of course we can answer any other questions if you guys have questions out there. 772-340-1590.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Sylvia, I apologize that we had an audio glitch in that last segment. We weren't able to hear you. But I can hear you now, so how can we help you today?
Now
I try to install it, and I do not find that window media player anywhere. Not in the media feature, not in the optional feature, nowhere. It's not there anymore. So I like to install it again. So I go to... Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't see the window media player anywhere, not even in the media feature or not in the option feature. So how do I get it back?
Yeah, so one thing you could do.
It does not even open anymore.
Okay. Yeah, one thing you could do is you could run a system restore. And to run a system restore, there's a few ways to do it. I'll switch over on my on the live video. Let me see here. If I can find the full screen here. Let's see. Okay, there we go. So for those that are listening, that are watching on the Facebook video or the YouTube video, you'll be able to see this. If you're not watching right now, you can head over at your convenience and you can watch this. And you know, this is something you can do. But one thing you can do, and I'll verbally describe this for those that aren't watching and aren't going to watch. On Windows, you have either a search field in the lower on the taskbar if the taskbar is on the bottom. And I know some people move them. They don't know how the taskbar gets moved to the left or the right or the top, but by default it's on the bottom. And there's either a search field or a search icon. I have reduced mine to a search icon. If you don't see either of those, then you may have turned search off, and you can actually right-click on the taskbar, go to taskbar settings. Well, you know what? It's actually right-click on the taskbar and you go up to search. So you can actually switch from search box, which is like this, to the search icon, or you can actually have a hidden search. I have just the icon, but I'm going to click in that, and then I'm going, that brings up a search box, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in restore. So what's going to come up is create a restore point. Even though you in this case, you don't want to create a restore point, you want to restore. This is one way you can get to that. So you click on create a restore point, and then you click on system restore. That, you know, because when you click on create a restore point, it brings up the system properties, and there's a button that says create a restore point. Now, I actually, right before the show was up, happened, I deleted all my restore points. So I don't have the option to restore, but if you did have restore points, they would show up here, and hopefully you have a restore point prior to then. Sometimes a restore point will show up, or a few restore points will show up, and there will be a checkbox to show additional restore points. Typically, when we do a system restore, we will go back to the oldest time that we can go back to, with the understanding that if you've made any changes since then, like maybe... And I know, Sylvia, you had your system in our shop. You wouldn't want to go back to prior to when you had your system in our shop, but maybe shortly after you brought it home, or you know, at least if you did this yesterday or the day before, you could go back to prior to then, and that would be something that you know you could select a date and a time. You can go back to that. Typically, there's also a checkbox where you can see any applications that may be affected by the system restore. And you would go through the process. What will happen is your computer will actually, during that process, will restart. You'll see a screen that'll say your files are being restored. Do not turn off the computer. You definitely don't want to turn off the computer during that time. You just let it go through the process. And then it'll restart. And when it comes back up, it'll either say that the system restore was successful or was not successful or that it failed. If it says it failed, sometimes the problem actually is resolved. It's just maybe not everything was able to be restored, but we have seen cases where it says it's failed, but the problem we were trying to correct by restoring was actually corrected. So that's one way that you can do that. Another way you can run a system restore is you can actually click on the start button, hold down the shift key, and click on the start the power button. And I'm not going to go up to restart because I don't want to accidentally restart during the middle of the show. But if I went up to restart with the shift key down on the keyboard, so I'm holding down the shift key and I click on restart, what will happen is it'll restart and it'll launch into a recovery mode where I could choose to go into safe mode. I could choose to run a system reset. By the way, a system reset will do a complete clean install of your computer. And you can choose whether to wipe out your data or save your data. Only do that if you know you're going to have to reinstall every program on your computer that doesn't come with Windows. So you really don't want to do that unless you really know what you're doing. In fact, we had a customer this week that brought in a computer that had just run a system restore, and they didn't think they had run one. They thought that was from a few months ago, but this is something that you don't want to run a system restore or a reset unless you really want to. But a system restore is less aggressive. It just brings your computer back to a previous time. So sometimes you have to go in. Sometimes you may see restore. You may have to go to advanced settings or troubleshooting and then advanced settings before you'll see it. But that's another way to do it. If it doesn't work the first way, doing it that way, you're totally out of the operating system, so you will have a better chance of success doing it that way. You don't have an antivirus that may interfere with the system restore, which can happen sometimes if you do it within Windows. So those are a few ways to do a system restore. Now, there are ways also to just reinstall the Windows media player, and sometimes the media player, so you can actually go to settings. You click on the start button, go up to settings, go to apps and features, go to manage optional features and add a feature. I'll go through this. I'm just going through this real quickly, but I'll actually show this on the screen. And then you go to Windows Media Player and then click install. So let's go through that. I'll switch back to a full screen and I'll verbally describe this for those listening. Okay. We're going to click the start button and then we're going to go up to the settings icon. It looks like a gear. Some people call it a cog, but it looks like a gear or a sprocket that you would see on a bicycle. And if you point to it, it says settings. So we're going to click on that. And then that's going to go up to settings. Now we're going to go to apps. And then we're going to go to optional features. And we're going to click on optional features. And I think I did
all of that.
Okay. Well, this is how you actually go through this. So the Windows Media Player, if it's not already installed, should be there. In fact, right here, it is here on my computer. I can click on that. Actually, it'll actually show up. If it's installed, it'll give you an option to uninstall it. If it's not installed, it'll give you an option to install it. Mine is installed, so it gives me an option to uninstall it. If it was, and I could click on uninstall and that would uninstall it. If you, for some reason, see it there and you see an uninstall button and you're not finding that Windows Media Player is working for you, just uninstall it, click the uninstall button, uninstall it, and then you can come back in and go through the process, maybe reboot your computer, come back into settings, go up to apps, go to optional features, go down to Windows Media Player, and then you should be able to click install, and that should install it for you. So that's another way to get the Windows Media Player back.
It's not there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if it's not there, you might want to run the system restore because you did something that took it away. So whenever you...
Whatever you fix in there with the hacker, with the hacker software, you got all that stuff out. When I go to restore, will that put all the hacker softwares and all that crap back in my computer system?
Well, if you go back to the date prior to when you brought the computer in, then it's possible. So you don't want to go back. That's why I said earlier, if you run a system restore, you want to go. You want to choose a date after when you brought it into us. So, I don't have that. I don't have that in front of me right now. But if you want to call into the shop right after you get off the phone with us, our phone number in the shop is 772-878-5978. 772-878-5978. You can call into the shop and Jessica can answer that question and tell you when you brought the computer in, when you picked it up, and that way you make sure you choose a date after when you picked it up.
I know the date.
Okay. And that's great. You're on top of things.
You know, to a different point, like a couple of days ago or so.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I understand. I didn't see what you were doing because I didn't have your thing. I just got the cell phone and I'm talking to you.
That's okay. What you can do later on, you could go, right after the show's over, about maybe 5 minutes after the show's over, the video will be up there ready to watch on YouTube and Facebook. We do have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel on our website at fasterpc.com, and you can get over there and take a look at that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Right. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye,
all right. Thank you.
Healthy.
All right. So, hopefully that was informative for other people as well, because the thing is, it's not just not just the issue that Sylvia's that she's going through, but running a system restore can correct a lot of issues. You know, if you made a change, in fact, we had a customer brought a computer in just today that we have a cup that's sitting on our bar that are on our counter that talks about, you know, how much we charge for computer problems, and it has a different price if you tried to fix it yourself, you know, first. And so sometimes,
and even more to watch.
It's right. Or even more if you tell us how to fix it. It's just a joke, but in sometimes it's actually true. We have customers that try to fix things themselves, and we have many customers that are able to fix many things themselves, but we have customers that try to fix things themselves and then actually make things a little bit worse. So, sometimes we had a customer that brought in a computer. He was having an issue. So he tried to do something. And he was trying to get two monitors working, and he ended up disabling the only one that was working. So, you know, it's just, we might be able to do a system restore if we can get a display, because right now there's no display on this computer. So, it's going to be a little bit tricky to see whether we can get in there and get that working or not. But the system restore can correct a lot of things as long as you can see a display, as long as you can get in there. And one way that you can actually trick, we might talk about this a little bit more on after the break, because we're coming up. But there is a sneaky way that you can actually force your computer into that recovery mode. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back ready to answer your computer and technology questions. So give us a call, 772-340, to be on the last segment of today's show. And as we were going out from the previous, going out to the previous break, I talked about how you can kind of trick your computer into getting into that recovery mode where you can actually choose to run a system restore, or you can choose to boot into safe mode, because sometimes you, it's difficult to get there. You know, if you're going to boot and you know maybe you're losing your display or something isn't working right, what you can do, and we only recommend this, really we don't recommend this unless it's a last resort. In fact, it's something we don't like to do. It's really an improper thing to do. But if it's the only way that you can possibly save your computer without doing a backup and a clean install or a reset, which again totally wipes out all of your configuration settings. By the way, we had a customer once, that a business customer, that I spent all day setting up their software. They had custom software. They had QuickBooks. They had other custom software. I spent all day, setting up their printers, their scanners, their custom software. I was almost complete, almost finished with setting up everything, but I needed to come back the next day because they needed to leave at the end of the day, and we were again almost finished. Well, the next day before I got to their office, the lady encountered a problem and received a prompt to run a reset. Well, apparently she didn't read that the reset was going to do a clean install of Windows and wipe out all of the applications, which means wiping out all the work that I had done the day before. She didn't read that. She ran the reset, and I had to do it all again. I mean, and she had to pay for it. You know, so you have to realize when you do something like that, you do want to read what's on the screen. When a message comes on the screen, one of the mistakes a lot of people make is they just click. You see something come up and you just click. You don't even know. Well, you don't know what you chose. What option did you choose? What message came up? You know, it's either there's a message coming up and it's asking you, do you want to do this or do this? Do you want to take step A or step B? Well, you know, you don't even know what you chose because you weren't even looking at the message on the screen. So it's important to read the message on the screen when you're going through the recovery. If you get into the recovery console on your computer, you want to actually look at various ways of solving a problem. What you want to do is make sure that you know and understand what options you're actually selecting. So if you run a system reset, and sometimes Microsoft has changed the way that the terminology and what they call it, which makes it even a little bit more confusing, but a reset will totally it will do a clean install of Windows, and you can choose to back up your data or not back it up. And if you don't back it up, you can choose to just do a reinstall, or you can actually do a encryption clean of the free space on the drive. So because that data can still be retrieved if it hasn't been overwritten. But what we're talking about is how to get to a restore and to run that restore. So the tricky way to get there is when you turn your computer on and it starts to boot into Windows, before it actually gets into Windows, turn it off and then turn it back on again. And if it doesn't launch the recovery console, turn it off again and then turn it back on. And if it doesn't launch the recovery console, turn it off again and then turn it on. And typically by the third time, you should get into that recovery console. You'll have then an opportunity to go in and boot into safe mode or to run a system restore. Now, a system restore will restore your computer to a prior date, maybe yesterday or the day before or last week or last month. You know, maybe you did something like Sylvia where you made a change and you can't recover from it. Well, doing a system restore can help you with that. We actually had a customer, speaking of not reading the message on the screen. You notice I'm telling some stories to explain, and show you some of the things that can happen, but I'm also protecting the identity of our customers. I don't want anyone to be embarrassed, but we did have a customer that installed Dropbox on their computer because they needed to share files. Well, one of the things that Dropbox asked and it asks when you install it. Microsoft OneDrive will do the same thing, and a lot of other programs, some other programs will do the same thing. Google Drive may do the same thing. It asks, do you want to back up your profile data? And what it's talking about is your documents, your favorites, your pictures, your videos, your music. Well, this particular customer didn't read that message and just clicked yes, not realizing they were clicking yes, not realizing what they were clicking yes to. What happens then is the My Documents folder, the Pictures folder, the Downloads folder, the Desktop folder, the Music folder, the Videos folder, all goes into the Dropbox folder. Well, the problem is this person wasn't signing up for a paid version of Dropbox. Dropbox only gives you 2 gigabytes of storage space. So what happened was the files that could fit in that two gigabytes were there, and Dropbox kind of just, I don't know, the rest of it just wasn't there on the computer anymore. It was like deleted. She couldn't find the data anymore. Thankfully, we were able to run a system restore to prior to when she installed the Dropbox. And lo and behold, I wasn't 100% sure it would work, but lo and behold, all of the data actually was there and recoverable, and we were able to get back all of her data. So running that system restore can be a lifesaver in certain cases. Just make sure you understand the difference between a restore and a reset. So we're going to the lines. We have Joe on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Joe. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Running my desktop computer. I run Windows 10. And every time I go on, it tells me to download Windows 11. And I'm a little bit hesitant to do it because right now things are working great. Sometimes when you make changes, it causes problems. What's
yes.
On Windows 11, do you think I ought to download it? Do you think it's at this point pretty stable?
I have not downloaded it on my computer, and I would personally not recommend that you do it. However, we do have some customers that have gone to Windows 11, and they say, hey, I've asked them, hey, do you like this? And quite a few of them do. I have had some other customers that have installed it. In fact, we had a customer in here yesterday. He installed Windows 11, and then, Microsoft gives you, in fact, you could even install it and see how you like it. And then within 30 days, you have an option of reverting back to your previous operating system, and you can do that through that recovery console. But he waited longer. This one customer waited longer than 30 days. So when he brought it to us, things weren't working. His computer was really slow because he really has a slow computer. He has a slow processor, only 4 gigabytes of RAM and a platter hard drive. So his computer is slow, and he just couldn't handle Windows 11. It was running really slow, and we couldn't roll back to Windows 10. So we had to do a clean install. And, then what happens with a clean install? You have to reinstall your printer. You have to reconnect to your wireless network. You have to, any programs you've installed, you have to reinstall. So, if you do go to Windows 10, you can go around, see how you like it. I have seen some glitches with it. And also, one of the things that I don't like about it is that it makes some changes to navigation. And actually, I believe that they have taken a step backwards in navigation. And what I'll do, I don't have a Windows 10 or Windows 11 virtual PC on this computer right now. That's something we probably will work on in the future. So I can't really show you Windows 11. But I'm going to show you some things with Windows 10. And those watching on the video, and I'll verbally describe for those just listening on the radio. But with Windows 10, you can click Start. And you have a list of every program installed, at least the newer versions of Windows 10. You have a list of every program installed. You can actually search alphabetically through this list of every program installed. You also have what they call the Start page or Start. And that's over to the right where you actually have tiles. These tiles can be arranged You can add things, like if I wanted Adobe Bridge to be over pinned to start, I could right click on it, and I could go down to a pop-up menu will come up, and I see pin to start. I can left click on pin to start, and it's going to actually pin it over here. I can resize that window if I want, make it a little bit smaller. So I can make it smaller. I can move that to a different location. Maybe I want to move it to an empty spot over here. I can do that. If I choose I want to unpin it, by the way, I can launch that program just by clicking on that link. If I didn't want to search through it through the list, you know, it's pretty easy to find something in the A's, but you know, you get down to the W's or the S's or the T's, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult, but I can unpin that from start. Well, with Windows 11, when you click on start, you don't have this list of every program installed. You also only have, I counted last week, I believe it's about 24 to 30 programs that show up on the start page. And most of your programs that you install aren't pinned there automatically. You have to search for them. You can't scroll through a list alphabetized. You have to search for them. When you search for them, you can pin them. When you pin them, it will by default add them to the second page. If when your second page is filled up, it'll add it to the third page. Kind of like a cell phone where you add an app and it shows up on the seventh page or the eighth page. And sometimes people even can't even find things that are installed on their phone. Well, of course, you can always search in Windows 11, but it's just an extra feature. Let me show you one other thing. If you're looking at, let's say you're looking at a file. I'm going to go into a file explorer, and you can do this by holding down the Windows key and going and then hitting E. That'll launch the Windows Explorer. Let's say I want to actually take this audio file or video file. I want to copy it. So I can right click on it in Windows 10 and I can go down to copy and left click. Well, in Windows 11, copy's not there. You have to go to more, click on more, and then you'll see copy. So there are certain things like that Microsoft has changed, and they say, well, you know, people don't.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is What the Bible Says About the Don't Say Gay Bill, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children, and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children.